News from Oroville, Friday, 4th of October, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka, in studio, Chloe and Eleni. Today's weather continues to be humid with overcast skies, around 40% chance of rain through the weekend, southeasterly winds 6 to 18 kilometers per hour, temperature range 27 to 31 degrees. The following is an interview with Vivek, talking about the new program, Dialogue with a Dream, which is a new feature of Oroville Radio, live broadcasts of current topics of interest in Oroville, which will take place on a regular basis.
Hi Vivek, you are new at Oroville Radio.
Yes.
And you started for the radio a new project. What is it?
It's a project for dialogue. What we have missed and what we are going to miss. It all depends on dialogue. And dialogue depends on knowledge, information, communication. So we are, in this project, we are trying to compile all these things and create a session in which people can come and talk about their specific subject, views and approaches. And a dialogue could be initiated to create emotion. That's why I have given it a name, Dialogue with a Dream. For a dream. For us, it's a dream. For me, it's a dream to initiate a dialogue and start a communication with full of information and knowledge, which can be shared in the community, which can be shared with each and every person, those who are interested for the dream of Oroville. That's the program about.
Okay, so when it will be the first program?
The first live broadcast is going to happen this Saturday, 5:15 p.m. at Town Hall Conference Room. And the subject is water, because water is a big issue. And specifically, the subject is centered about the proposed lake at Matri Mandir. So please tune on this Saturday, 5:15 p.m., Oroville Radio, to listen to the live broadcast of our first program, Dialogue with a Dream.
Here's Jesse talking about Johnny and just what it means, a Johnny play, and a bit about tonight's play, Wasteful Acts.
The play is called Wasteful Acts, and we're trying to make a comment on the consumption of the Earth resources and how we're heading towards a resource crisis, and how there's we need now to look at how we use the Earth resources, and but at the same time we're trying to create entertainment, and we're trying to include as many children as we can, and we're trying to create an interesting story. So in the middle of all that, we have Wasteful Acts, which is arguably not necessarily meeting all those targets, but it's the best we can do in 2 weeks. The concept of Johnny Play, the name comes from my father, Johnny, who for years has been doing performances with kids, and the idea has always been to produce something that is structured, original, but mostly improvised in content. So we create a frame, a story that the kids can then inhabit. And on the night, most of what you see is, it's the story that we've rehearsed with the kids, but most of the details are created by the children themselves. So they're coming up with the dialogue themselves. They're creating their own, they're using their own words. I mean, we help them as much as we can in times when we feel like they need help, but most of the time our aim is to empower the kids, to make them feel comfortable on stage, to show that they can be out there and tell a story and everything is fine. And so one, they're telling their own stories, and two, it means that the older they get, the less scared they'll be of performing and creating their own narratives and creating works like this. Often people get to they get to a later age and they're suddenly confronted with the challenge of getting up on stage, and it becomes a huge obstacle just because of all the fear we have. Most people, when you ask them, they're more worried about getting up on stage or speaking in front of a group of people than they are of leaping off a cliff. So this is an irrational fear that we hope to address in these productions. We want to see them, let the kids see that they can get up on stage and just play, and that's where the essence of theatre comes from, just to play, be on stage and be free. Because most of all, the audience doesn't matter what the audience sees, as long as they see people on stage comfortable and having a good time. They can make mistakes, they can fall over, they can tell stories, they can change their ideas, they can go back, they can walk off stage and come back. as long as they're having a good time and they're comfortable, the audience, I think, will be having a good time. And that's what the message we try and give to the kids. We're performing at 7:30 p.m. in the Visitors Centre on Friday, the 3rd of October. We'll do only one performance. Tickets are free. It's in a restaurant where they also serve dinner. Dinner is not free. But if you get there early, you can have dinner and then see a show. So it's like a dinner theatre. Theatre with dinner show.
The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Oroville-ians. For further information, please check the website, oravilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.